Terry Herman gave me this about our nation's third president, Thomas Jefferson. Of all the presidents we had in the Founding Fathers, probably Thomas Jefferson is considered to be the least religious of all. But he's a very religious man. He wasn't Christian. He was, I've never seen any evidence he's Christian. But he had a great mind. And him and Benjamin Franklin knew French very well. He was an ambassador, both of them ambassadors over there. Listen to the words of Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States. Him and James Madison, the architects of the Constitution. At 5 years old, Thomas Jefferson began studying under his cousin, a tutor. At 9 years old, he studied Latin, Greek, and French. At 14, he studied classical literature and additional languages at 16. He entered the College of William and Mary at 23, started his own law practice at 25. He was elected to the Virginia House of Burgesses at 32, a delegate to the Second Continental Congress at 33, wrote the Declaration of Independence at 36, elected the second governor of Virginia succeeding Patrick Henry at 40, served in Congress for 2 years at 57. He was elected the third president of the United States at 60. He obtained the Louisiana Purchase, doubling the nation's size. At 61, he was elected to a second term as president. At 65, he returned to Monticello. As history will bear out, there's little question. Thomas Jefferson, one of the most brilliant, capable men to ever serve in the nation's highest office. Now, with that in mind, I want you to listen to a statement Jefferson made about the future of America and about what we would face if we didn't keep our house in order. Listen to what he said. When we get piled upon one another in large cities as in Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe. My, my. Piled on top of each other like Europe, we'll get as corrupt as Europe. God never intended on people living on top of each other. That's a trick of the devil. Cities are a product of Cain. That's right. And wherever you've got cities, you've got massive sin, degradation, and iniquity. All the large cities in North Carolina, the large cities, went against the marriage amendment. Did you notice that? Because that's where all this corruption's bred. So Thomas Jefferson said, when we get piled upon one another in large cities, as in Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not. It is incumbent upon every generation to pay its own debts as it goes, a principle which, if acted on, would save one half the wars of the world. I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them. My reading of history convinces me that the most bad government results from too much government. Mama. Thomas Jefferson. You know, it would be real conducive for our leaders to study these men. One of the last speeches of George Washington, his prediction of America. I believe it ought to be. It's evident these politicians never read anything of American history. They ain't got a clue. They don't even know how it operates. They don't know how it works. I mean the majority of them. It's obvious they don't. And so we're suffering the effects of all this Saul Alinsky, who Clinton studied under, Gore studied under. Did you know that? Obama studied under socialism. That's where they get this stuff from. They didn't concoct this stuff in their mind. That's what they've been taught. Liberalism, socialism, which is a detriment to any society. That's where you kind of make everybody equal. You can't make everybody equal economically. Everybody doesn't have the same capability. Everybody doesn't put out the same effort. Everybody doesn't have the same blessing of God. So how do you make everybody equal? You can't. Now, the law ought to be fair and ought to be carried out justly. And that's true. And there ought to be the same laws executed upon people for the same thing. That ought to be fair. But you can't make everybody the same. Somebody got to be boss man. Somebody's got to be in charge. That's the way it is. I don't care what organization you get into, you always come down to one man that calls the shots. I don't care if you got a big board, it's always one man. Always one man. If you got a board of 12 men, there's one on there that's got the power. That's human nature. That's the way this thing operates. And this utopia, trying to have the utopia without God, is absolute foolishness. Because when you get away from the principles of the Bible, you lose the blessing of God. 2 Corinthians 10:1-4 is some of the most difficult scripture I believe in all the Bible. Because there's so much here. And to really get a handle on this, I sure don't, but I'm trying to study this, and what I'm going to do tonight is go back to the context of this. It's important that you know what is surrounding this scripture that the Apostle Paul wrote and why he wrote it to really get a handle on it. 2 Corinthians 10:1. Now, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. See, he's answering the accusations that have been railed against him. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, the other night, what I'm talking about tonight, I want to try to get to this praying against strongholds, but I'll not get to a lot of it. I'll try to get to some of it. I used the illustration the other night, and I want to use it one more time. And that is D-Day, the Normandy invasion. And when the American troops sent by Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was the commander of the Allied forces, sent in 155,000 men, 10,000 died on the beach of Omaha alone. And the reason being is because the Germans had all them entrenchments built in, had those what we call pillboxes, and our men were just, setting ducks when they got off of those little ships, and my mind just slipped the name of them, you know what it is. And they started walking on those beachheads. What they were encountered with was a hail of bullets, and many of them lost their lives. But in order to take France, there had to be this invasion. And the war would just keep going on and on and on and on. And the enemy had to be faced, and he had to be conquered at great price and at a great cost. And Eisenhower told beforehand how that there'd be great bloodshed that when we did this. I mean, you get two great forces coming against each other in massive conflict, you're going to have death and you're going to have bloodshed. And that's what happened there. And what we had to do was to break up the entrenchments that we might take the land. That's so in a lost man's life. He's got all these defense mechanisms that's been built up in his mind to keep the gospel from penetrating into his heart. A lot of them won't get near the gospel. They won't get near a church. They won't even hear it. And so the devil easily picks them off. But others sit under the gospel week by week. You think about the complexity of a man's mind. that the devil could set up such lies in his heart and his mind that he can hear the gospel 20, 30, or 40 years and never be saved by the grace of God. Or hear it 50, 60, 70, or 80 years. And all of these defense systems set up in a man's mind to keep him from God. Well, when you get saved and your sins are forgiven, those strongholds are still in your mind. And you've got to have what the Bible says, the renewing of your mind. But the Bible also says here that our weapons are not carnal. They're not fleshly. They're mighty through God to pull these strongholds down that's been set up in our childhood by the instruction of others, by being around others, by educational systems, by the taunting and the afflicting of others and all that we face in this life. Now listen to these words. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. That word perfect means fitted. It means that the man of God is to be fitted. He's to be competent. He's to be adequate in handling this book. And to be adequate, and he's to be competent in what he faces in the ministry. That means God fits a man for the task. Every answer of every problem is in that book. That's how God fits a man. That's how God equips a man for what he faces. It's through the Word of God. Therefore, 2 Corinthians 10:1-6 contains some of the most insightful, condensed wisdom in all of the Word of God. And it's here that it might be understood. God wants us to understand this. He wants us to know what's being said here. What's the context of what Paul's saying? He's facing strongholds in the church of Corinth. I mean, they built up all of these strongholds and these defense mechanisms in their mind that they might reject what he's teaching and reject what God's given him. He can't help them because of the lies that Satan set up in their mind. Somebody has been spreading poison in this congregation to get the people to lose confidence in the greatest preacher that's ever lived outside of Christ in the church age. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence and base among you, but being absent and bold through you. Now, his authority has been questioned, and his words have been undermined. Can you imagine that? Here's the man that started this church. He's the one of it brought.
What's wrong, brother? Amen.
interested in all this.
I just need to say,
y'all cut that on up there. Come here.
I wouldn't have never done this without God. Yesterday, I wouldn't have never stepped foot in this church and said anything like just happened. Ever. I mean, I've never felt this before. And I've been around it my whole life. Never felt what I feel right now. And God done it. God done it for me. And you know how He done it? He done it through my family. He done it through Daniel, my grandpa, grandma, everybody that loves me, my family have done it for me. And anybody can accept Him. If I can do it, you can do it. I just need to say that. And I just thank God for everything He's done for me. My family, like I said, without them and without Him, I would be in hell right now. Thank you so much, Jesus, for everything you've done for me. I will never forsake you again. And that woman, I don't know where she is, my mother, somewhere right there, done everything, prayed every day for me, and just had the faith and kept going and just done it. Thank God for everything He's done for me. I'll praise Him to the day I die.
When did God get on you like this?
To be truthful, about 30 minutes ago, driving down the road. And he's like, "You're done. You don't come to me, it's it." And I said, "Okay, I'm going." Because you see my car right there? I wanted to get as close as I could to that door because I didn't want to maybe trip and fall and break my neck and die. I wanted to get in here, there. So I did, and that's where I am. Thank you, Jesus. Let's bow our heads a moment. I ain't no preaching after that. You already know that. If I was fighting God, I'd quit right now. I'd just stop. You're going to lose. You can't win. Just come to it. If you need to get saved, just come to God. And professions won't change you, but Jesus will. God touch us. Obey the Lord.
love you, Lord. We love you. Praise you. Thank you, God. How good you are. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Good, Lord. Touch us. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Somebody's in a great battle in there. God bless you. Lord, as we're fixing to preach on these strongholds, we claim them pulled down in their lives. There's something keeping them from you. There's some lie the devil put in them. It might have been when they was a child, teenager. Lord, it's a refuge of lies. It's something God, He always uses when you get to dealing with them to keep them from salvation. God, we claim victory over it. Plead the blood of Christ, the name of Christ. Oh, God, set them free from it. Oh, Lord God, you said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down strongholds. God, that lie that they can't live it, that lie that you don't love them, that lie, God, they can't trust you. Lord, all the lies, God, they've heard, build up all these years. Every time that light gets near them, those old lies just get to shooting back. God, they're deceived and been deceived. God, they might have come to the point of salvation before, but the devil always had something. God, He still got it. Father, break it down. Good Lord. God, we claim it ripped up by the roots and pulled down. Great God in heaven, and replace it, Lord, with understanding of Thy Word and wisdom. God, these folks sitting in here in all this light and are in darkness, and they can't see, and they can't hear, and they never have. Oh, God, they're just, Lord, trying to understand this with their mind, their human reasoning. God, You never broke in on them. They've never seen it. Lord, God, like Red said, been around it all their life, and they've never seen it. They've never been delivered, never had power over sin. Oh, my God. Oh, they got some flimsy profession. Never done nothing for them. Never give them fellowship with God. Never give them assurance and confidence. Never, God, give them the worship of Thee and appetite for Thee. My God! Oh, God, we pray tonight. God, You'll drive back the darkness. God, let the light shine in this place like it never has. God, for the young, for the teenagers, God, for the adults. Dear God, when we leave here, if we're lost, may we know it. Don't any shadow of a doubt. May it not be words that we have heard. May it be an inner conviction. May we know it more than we know our own name. Dear God, we know hell's before us and the judgment's before us. My God, and we got to be clothed in Thy righteousness. Oh, Lord, move in power in this service. Oh, God, tonight we plead Thy blood. Thy will be done, Lord. Oh, I'd move. I'd move. God, I'd move. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. See what you need to do right now. Every person in here. And I've got total confidence a bunch of y'all know the Lord. You here in this service? You need to say, God, if I'm saved, where'd You save me? I don't care how much assurance you got. Ask Him. God, if I'm lost, show me I'm lost. I got to know it. I got to know it. Do it, Lord. God, please don't let Satan confuse a person in this building. God, that's why where we're at now. These folks, Satan ain't got a bit of victory because they wrestle us all the time. And they some, dear God, all the doubt they never do. I pray tonight, God, to be brought face to face with You. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. God, You said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's what we pray will happen right now. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. God. God. Jeremy, come here, please. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Sometimes you about give your right arm if people just obey God. Just obey God. Some of y'all been a hindrance in this church a long time. Why don't you obey God one time and stop that mess, that bunch of foolish silliness? Their souls hang in the balance. Their souls on the line in here. You know what you need to do. Do it. Do it. Some of you that are saved, you grieve the Holy Ghost. Why don't you obey God tonight? He ain't going to let you keep doing this. I hope you know that. There's too much on the line. There's too much prayer going on. Obey God. I beg you tonight with everything in me. Obey God. Dear God, help us. Dear God, help us. What in God's name are we waiting on, folks? What if we had unity of the Spirit? Can you imagine that this whole church is in unity? Unity with the Holy Ghost? Unity with me? Some of y'all fighting me? What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? Fighting the truth? I mean, here's the Apostle Paul. Greatest man in the New Testament outside of Christ. Man, it's a fighting him. It's questioning him. Question his authority and his message. And he got it directly from God what to tell him. And he can't get past that skepticism in the church. I mean, that's happening way back then. It amazes me the depravity of the human nature. You gonna stay stubborn? Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Go ahead, Ron. Amen, brother. Oh, my. You don't know exactly what he felt. You know what you did, don't you, Ron? Dead man walking. Dead man walking. Dead man walking. Oh, Lord. Oh, the mercy of God, folks. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. We're not in unity. It'd be an explosion every time we come if we were. We're not in unity. And I know it, and you better know it. Who are you? Who's not in unity with this church? After all God's done for us and all God showed us, how stupid can we be? God help us, folks. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We got folks coming here every Sunday morning, come in lost and leave lost. You say, well, preacher, you're being... No, I'm not being mean. I'm trying to tell you. That's it right there. We're not in unity. You preachers in here in unity with me, you fight me. Brother Jimmy, you fight me. Jeremy, you fight me. And you guys fight me, Brother Todd. Anybody here fighting me in your heart? Are you not yielded? You say, I wouldn't do that. Well, I am. And you guys in here, Luke, you with me? Keith, you with me? Amen. Amen. Timothy, you with me? You right with God, son? Are you right with God? That's a good question. That's a good question. You say, I wouldn't do that. That's why God called me. There's too much at stake. It's playing around, never being moved. Invitation after invitation, when nothing moves us. We never get on the altar, never broke down. God help us. God help us. There's a stronghold got a hold on this thing, and it's been here for years. And it's almost to be broke. It's right there. It's too serious. Say, preacher, I want me back. Well, y'all vote me out then. I ain't playing games. There's too much at stake here. There's been too much labor and too much prayer. Y'all in unity? Anybody in here you mad at? Boy, I sure didn't intend on saying this stuff, folks. You know how much I love y'all. My heart's bare before you. I labor for you. I study for you. I pray for you. If I hadn't proven that I love you, I don't know what I can do. You want me to cut my arms and bleed on you? No, that ain't necessary. What's holding it back? Somebody knows, and you ain't being honest. You better move. Folks, we're going to the judgment. It's going to be told. It's going to be told. I'll tell you something. We live in a day when Satan so has shut us down. And I'll show you how silly we are. There's people say they're Satan, don't doubt that they're not. I wonder what percentage of the church, now listen to me, I'm trying to show you something here. This will help you if you'll let me. I don't know what percentage of the average church, okay, we pray to a God that loves us. We're among people that love us. In some churches, 90% of the people would have an absolute panic attack if you ask them to pray in public. What's wrong with us? That's a stronghold of fear. That's what that is. There's men that say they're saved, never told their children they love them. That's a stronghold. Can't never show gratitude. Can't never show appreciation. Folks, that's a stronghold. That's the devil's hold on us. That's what does that. We're among family and friends. My God, we're going to heaven together. Do you see the sincerity of my heart? Man, I got the names of them, one right after another. Teenagers in this church, lost. Piles of them, lost. Adults, lost. Women, lost. And I know it. Everybody knows it but them, I guess. God showed me. These people didn't get saved, they surprised me a bit. God showed me about every one of them. Right. Now, why do I say that? To let you know that I'm trying my best to be trustworthy. That I hear from God. That I'm not up here beating my gums. That what I preach is for us. For this hour. And we're to live it. Oh, God, young'uns, we got lost children. My soul, the lost children of the people of this church. Some of you think your kids are saved. They ain't no more Satan jacking them than the man in the moon. They ain't shred evidence. No appetite for old-time religion. No appetite for God. No appetite for that book. And it's going year after year after year. Oh, God, young'uns, listen. God bless you. I love you tonight. It's time we got thoroughly right with God. I didn't mean to embarrass Timothy, but if I went over here and started with Caleb over here and went around this building, which I'm not going to do, and went up to you point blank, are you thoroughly right with God? What would you say? If you're not, why aren't you in this altar? That's a good question. Help us, Lord. These times I'm just like that boy right there. Terry Herman, if we would get right with God, God would break loose around here like a busted dam. And I know it too. That's why Satan's fought like he has. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Please don't be hurt at me. I can't tell you. I can't even begin to explain to you the seriousness I feel in my heart. This scary stuff. Oh, Lord. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. God knows, folks. He knows. He knows. We can't fool him. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. Lord, help us to obey you. God, give us a heart to obey. Oh, Lord, you drive back hell and the devil. God, the powers of evil. God, I plead the blood of the Lamb, God, tonight over this service. The authority of the Lamb of God. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Touch us, God. God, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Lord, thy will be done. God, you want to do a great and mighty work in this place. I know you do. Oh, God, so we're up to, Lord, we're totally dependent on you to do it, Father. Our time will be done. Oh, help us, God. It's all I know to ask you, Lord, to help us. God, help us. God, help us, Lord. Jesus, help us. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, help us. Good Father. Good Father. Help us, Lord. God. Boy, is key in this service still yet? I'm telling you, I know it. I know it. I know it. Are we going to obey Him tonight? Some of y'all just need to get lost because that's what you are. You just need to admit it. You're never going to get nowhere with God until you do. And if you're not lost, hallelujah, praise God for salvation. Jesus, send the power. Send the power. God. Oh, Lord. God. Break the strongholds tonight, Lord. God, I plead the blood of Christ against them right now. You make Satan turn this place loose. God, we claim him rebuked in Jesus' name. We claim him defeated in Christ's name. Stand against him. Oh, Father God, we stand on the blood of Christ. In the name of Christ tonight. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. God, you know, Lord, you know, God, you know. Good Lord, good Father. Good Lord. Good God. Good Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe right on the verge of God busting through on this thing. I do. Right there at the edge. Always key obedience that does it. Always. God bless your name. God bless your name. God bless your name. God bless your name. With all that's within us, we want to be obedient to you. Please help us to do it. Give us the grace to. God, Satan got such a hold on somebody in here. Such a hold on them. God, they're holding on to something, never done a thing for them. They're going to die and go to hell holding on to that false profession. They ain't never changed them. Loose them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, do it. Do it in a way it won't be this I don't know stuff. Let them know where they stand. Do it, Lord. Your will be done. Oh, what a battle's raging. This church on the verge of getting broke loose. I believe it. Satan gets a hold on churches through people. Pride, sin, false doctrine. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. It's about nice close, folks. I love you. You know I'd do anything for you. But I can't do this for you. I can't obey for you. I ain't sure pull on you. Oh, pull for you, I mean, that's what I meant. Pull for you, I'm a pulling for you. Everything in there. Lord, God help you. Do your work, Lord. Now, God help us. Oh, help us. Please help us, Lord. God. Our people's lost. Our people's lost, Lord. All of us got family lost. We can't do nothing to get them. We can't get them. Lord, you got to go to where they're at. God, please, Lord. Oh, God. Don't let them go to hell on these church pews. God, they've been a falcon through this church since I've been here. Never been saved. My God. Oh, Lord. They're going to fall into hell on these church pews, oh, God. Oh, but they don't have to. Oh, God, please help us. I beg you. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, oh, have mercy on us, Lord. God, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Help us to get serious about this thing, God. Times are running out on us. God, it's running out on us. God, pierce the darkness. Pierce the darkness, Lord. God, pierce the darkness. God, pierce the darkness. Do it, Lord. God, do it. Do it, Lord. Give them victory, Lord. God, give them victory. Obey the Lord, folks. I beg you. I beg you tonight. He's so good. Amen, Doc. Appreciate you, Miles. God bless you, bro. Dear God,
Tell you something. I asked Brother Jimmy and Brother Jeremy and Brother Todd here. It's like a triangle. I didn't do that because I didn't think these men's right with God and Timothy. I did that. God put the fear on you. I didn't know what I was doing when I done it. One of these days you're going to be singled out. At the judgment, you're going to be singled out. Oh, Lord. Hope you can stand there with joy and not with grief. Oh. Oh, Lord, really.
First thing I felt, and I think it about, and I thought, what am I really supposed to shoot? Am I really ready to go to shoot? If that had been my time to go. I mean, I knew I was safe.
Sure, sure. I know what you're saying.
But I thought, well, I've not done anything.
Bless you, sir.
And
you'll wipe away the tears. So I'm going to tell you something. There's Sharon. Here's Bongo. Lost all them years and you prayed for him. There's Michael behind you. There's Lori and there's Matthew. Jeremy, there's Jeremy up here. You have done something. You've done a lot. You're a real blessing. You've stood and sung, testified. We all know whose side you're on in here. I love you. And you have done something. You got your reward there. But you just want to, I don't blame you to want more. Bongo. You probably wouldn't be safe if it wasn't her, would you? Right. Old stubborn Mike back here. It's awesome, ain't Mike? It's awesome.
Lord, I love you. My God, he broke you, didn't he? My soul. What do you say? God's put, you know what? Now, I know what she feels like. I feel the same way. And she ought to a certain point. God's going to straighten it out. He knows what she's done. See, that's what you let other people do. You testify in that regard. You don't have to toot your own horn. Somebody else will. Boy, you are a blessing to me. I wouldn't want to think of this church without her. Thank God we ain't having to. God let her live. Old Bongo over here. I'm telling you, that's a real man right here now. I'm telling you, I thank the world of him. He's got a heart big as the world. Don't mistake his quietness. Deep water runs still. He's a thinker. I trust his prayers. I feel comfortable around his overalls too. Amen. Longo, I love you. You've been a real blessing to me. Oh, God. Roger. Amen, son. Absolutely. That's real good, buddy. I love you. Hey, man. Boy, what do you think about the Lord sending them two over here? You go about encouraging me. But see, you think about this. Now, everybody, we're all friends. Everybody in here is friends. I don't know anybody in here that don't love. We don't love. I mean, if you don't, you surprise me. I think everybody in here loves each other. So we're among friends. We're among people that love us. And the devil petrifies us. We're praying to God that loves. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's what he does. Oh, Lord. Kay, how are you? Well, I remember when he done it, Kay. Oh, Lord. Amen. Dan and Donna, wasn't it 5 years ago y'all came here the first time? Today, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. Ricky Reed, the tops. You and your sweet wife. I'm telling you one thing, it's enough that God would save you. To give you a mother like you and a wife like mine. You talk about rich, son. Do you know how rich you are? My goodness. All that mercy. It's awesome, isn't it? It sure is awesome. Folks, I love you. Boy, I sure feel the Holy Ghost in here. He's thick. Oh, Lord, keep praising. I love you. You and Nancy. This church wouldn't never be right without them, would it? The fixtures in here. Pirate. Rich, how old are you? 23. So I'm his uncle, and so I've known him 23 years. I remember when he was born. And you ain't never seen him act like that. Is that right, church? You ain't never seen him act like that. You ain't never seen yourself act like that. How you get wanting God bad enough? Tell you one thing. Timothy, I love you, son. You're a blessing to my soul. I love you, son.
That pride, we the devil will get it any way he can.
You're going to have to tell the Lord now. Why'd you make that preacher do that to me?
Oh,
I love you, Jessica. Come up here. I love this wife of his. God bless you. That woman out there, I've seen her pray a whole day of heaven. Yes, sir. That's why the devil's fighting y'all like he is. Because you're a powerful couple. I love you. Praise the Lord. How long y'all been married now? 7 months. How many hours now? How many minutes? How many seconds? I love you. Every time I drive by your house, my heart's warmed. And I drive by it a lot. Y'all are so special. Don't ever doubt it. Praise God. Y'all married, you can hug. Hallelujah. God's good. I tell you one thing. You getting all this power and God have you do stuff, scare you half to death when it's over. He's near. Jeremy, thank you for coming down here, you and Tavlin. What a blessing y'all are. I mean that, son. Everything in me. Praise the Lord. I see the zeal in that old boy back there. I understand him. I've been there. God use him. Man, zeal of the Lord leads you. Zeal of the Lord eat me up. That's what Luke was quoting not long back. It will, won't Luke. It'll eat your heart up. Amen. Terry Herman got saved a drunk. Just a drunk. Hell bound. With a hammer down. Now you're cutting that little newspaper article for me. Hallelujah for you. Amen. Praise God. Terry Herman. Isn't that a blessing? Another great Herman. Herman Munster. Amen. I love God's youngins. Amen. Folks, listen, I'll tell you something. The devil is such a liar. He so misrepresents God to us. All he wants to do is help you. God ain't wanting to hurt us. He's wanting to listen. He's wanting to do the greatest thing for us he could ever have. Let's bow our heads just a moment. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, God's near, folks. Whatever you need to do, do it. Like that? Hey, don't never let the devil bring it up again.
Saturday. Whatever her and Lee Church forgives them, ain't that right? Gladly, gladly. God's already done it. But see, that releases them when they, I believe that. Do something for you. Obey the Lord totally. Thank you. Thank you, Jackie, for being tender. I believe what the Lord done down at Myrtle for Lee and Jackie. There's a lot of good come out of that. Damn, dude. Dan, you've been every year, haven't you? Haven't you been every year we've been down there? Amen, Dan. It's hard to get it out, ain't it? Top for all you little sisters there. We love y'all. You like a mama to them, too, ain't you? Amen. Special to me. They can't even see you right now. How you doing? That's Tracy's mother. Who's that little fella? It's pretty. Megan's a lover of children. Pray for Megan. She's going to Gardner Webb. When you start, Megan? Yeah. I sure am pulling for you. God can really use you. Child psychology, ain't that what you're going to do? Tell you one thing. Get somebody doing that saved. Boy, that'll mean something. That'll mean something. Now, Lucas. Oh, Lord. Dad, I love you. Aaron, love you. Land, I love you. You're a blessing to me. Love your children. Special. We've got some going to see their mother tonight. We've come here to see our Father. Hallelujah. Chad, I'm glad to see you and Misty back. And Cindy. It's good to be missed, then. Kathy, how we doing? You and Cindy sure loved your mama, didn't you? Keith, Daddy. I love y'all's family. Special to me. I've been where you went. That's a wicked place. You went to Savannah, didn't you? Oh, Lord. It's a devil's highway down there. Oh, Lord Jesus. Let's bow our heads a moment. Folks, I love you so much. You know, when you have to discipline your children, you feel lower down a dog after you do it. But you know, they got to be disciplined.
Sometimes the Lord just wants us to be awakened to His nearness, how serious this thing is. Some best people I know on planet are sitting in this building right here. Absolutely. God, I love them. Lord, you know I do. Lord, you know I'd rather pastor this church than anywhere in the whole world. Because you put me here among some of your best. You saved some real trophies in here. Thank you for every one of them. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. God, I wouldn't want none of it if I could. It goes and it's all yours. Thank you for what you've done for Rich tonight. Thank you for doing it in a way everybody knows it's you. Oh, Father. Folks, we was up at Rich's graduation. I'm sure Marie, Dolores, Seth, thought the same thing because he told me about it. I was sitting in there and all loose people. I thought, here's Cullowhee, North Carolina. Thought, I was wondering. I wonder how few people in here know the Lord. If the rapture took place, how few would even be missing. It's all fleeting, Keith. What's happened to our people? Don't you settle for a profession. You have a possession. Jesus. A little special right there now. I love his daddy. I love his daddy. God put him in my heart. Amen, Tabitha. Bless you. You're getting there. I was talking to Steve Kim sitting over here, Kim Amby. Let's talk to her a little bit today. See the peace on her face. Worth more than all the money in this world. Kim, I'm so happy for you. I'm thrilled. She's loved my children. My children love her. I mean love her. She's been a friend of my wife. Her and Jimmy's been a friend, church's friend. I love them. Amen, Max. Verse in the Bible, does it?
Amen. Yes, sir. That's good. I love that attitude. That's where we need to be. I know it. Love you, bud. Great thing. Great thing. Thank you, brother. Oh, you're blessed, Max. My soul. Got a sermon I'm going to preach one of these days on false guilt. Oh, the devil rubs us in it. That's right. Go ahead, Tom. I love you. Praise the Lord. God, you're special to me. Oh, bless him, Holy. God, we love you, son.
I want to give it everything I got. It's just like God just takes me at a distance. I feel guilty enjoying what I feel here. No places I've been, I'm sure going to hell, but God, that's it.
Amen. Amen. We love you. Tell you one thing, God's going to use that man. I know it. Been a lot of preparation. And sir, tell you what, Todd, if you just knew what these people thought of you, we're respected. You got run that revival. I know you did. The right way. What you felt, you'll never be satisfied to smoke. See, one reason he fights these battles, he does. I know why he does. He's so sensitive. So sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Him and Cindy, I was telling somebody the other day, I said, there's two people, their whole life is G-O-D in capital letters. That's all it is God. They eat, breathe, drink God. That's their whole life. Well, they love him, Brother Keith. They love him. They're so sensitive and tender. That's right. Well, I appreciate what God's going to do for you. You're just catching your breath right now. It'll turn you into a racehorse. You believe that, Brother Dan? No doubt about it, Ollie. Amen. I want him to know we got confidence in him. Absolutely. Absolutely. Low-down devil lies. I know what he says. I know. Listen, he's on everybody's back. Lee, you don't know what I think of you. You being tender like you are, sensitive.
You got a lot of rough edges, but you ain't as rough as you used to be. He's a polishing on you. How did you rate that? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man, son. See, God knows your heart, Lee. He knows how you love Him, man. Oh, man. Boy, Him coming after you down there doing, finishing that concrete, wasn't He? He said, Lee, it is finished. You're finished.
Oh, Lord.
How many years ago was that? Yeah, I heard about it. I heard when Lee got saved, I heard about it. See, I knew you'd made a lot of professions. But you're sincere. You done the best you know, didn't you? I mean, you tried to get right with God. And I said, praise God. We'll see. And I saw. Amen. I hate to be a skeptic, but... What's this? Amen. He got saved for you then. Yeah. Amen. Well, Jimmy, what not shape you was in, you'd make some professions. You had to see if it was really yourself. Yeah, right. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Some hard heads come to that school, Lee. Some of them ain't quite as hard as they used to be. Though. They still got a hard head, just got a soft heart, don't they? Amen. Oh, God. Caleb, that's your daddy. That's your daddy. Amen. Jeremy, I love you. Thanks for giving it your best. Not your best. I just preached on that the other week. Thanks for obeying the Lord. He does all, you do a lot of, takes a lot of time. You do all them that stuff for TV, don't it? You never know that little, what you're doing up there, you know what God might be preparing you to do. That's right. God's got his eye on you. Stay right. Oh, Lord. Lord, folks. Hallelujah. Brady Shoemaker, I love you. You and Jamie, Lindsay, Jacob, and Savannah. What a beautiful family. You're a wealthy man, son. A wealthy man. How's old Travis doing? Can we help him?
Is it beyond that point?
Oh. You appreciate your wife, don't you? Hey, man. Praise the Lord. Amen, Pam. I love you, Pam. Appreciate you. Love your children. Pam. You got all that power down there. You ain't doubted since, have you? Oh, my. That's all we got to have it. Sister Carolyn. Well, your boy today. Sweet, isn't it? I love that man right there now. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Now, I'm out. All we need is love, ain't bro? Need love. Even though we're loved, it just mess a man up on it. I believe you about the OD on it, ain't you? The way you turn, God's a loving on you. Remember that out there at Camp Zion on Friday, Brother Todd? Wow. The words of Tracy Craig, wow. I'm working a sermon up on that. Yes, sir. Wow. Where's she at, Brian? Oh, okay. Should have guessed that. Okay, little girls like you growing up, watching Chastely. Boy, ain't that something. You boys growing up watching old Jeremy over here? It's good to see somebody got it. Somebody's real. I love you. Bow our heads a moment. I don't know exactly what to do, but I want to keep here all night, but I want God's will to be done. I just love y'all. Son, I was up there a while ago. I felt, oh my God, God's love for you people. I hope I can express that better than I have in the past. Because I know what God thinks of the people of His church. He expects a lot out of you. Because He's got a lot for you. He's got a lot for you. Let's leave a tithe of mine. While she's playing that, right before we go, you might need to go around and just tell somebody you love them. Just know God may not want you to, but if it does, just think, I love Keith Thomas. You're priceless. Lord God, you taking up. Love you, Jim. I love you.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.